We're live.
So, I worked long and hard. I studied all the past guests. I went and looked through all the previous Dragcast episodes so I could come up with the most amazing introduction that's ever been uttered on the Dragcast. And then I remembered that I don't give a fuck. I'm Robert New, and the Dragcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drag.
For the Dragcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Dre Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dragcast starts now.
Holy cow, here we are with episode 28, and everything is definitely better with bacon. And here we are with Real Fat Media Extraordinaire, Robert New. What's going on, my brother?
What up, guys?
Holy cow, man, everything is lovely. Brad, what is going on? The better
What's
part
up,
of
man?
Brad.
It's been like a year.
Holy,
what the hell?
Jeez, we can't keep living this way, man.
I see. And you welcome Robert before me. I see how it is. I see the pecking order of this show now. Very obvious.
Hey, he is hosting it all, so
I'll be in the other room, guys. You let me know how the show goes. It's cool.
If you need anything, let me know.
I'm excited to be back, man. It's a busy time of the year. It's the holidays. Everyone's with their families, kind of getting away from work, so it's exciting to be back with our family, right? The Drad family.
The Drad Dizzle family, man. So with that, I think that we need to kick off episode 28 after a couple weeks hiatus. I'm a little thirsty, and I think everybody else is, so I want to know what you're sipping.
Hey, what you sipping on?
Oh, man. I'm thirsty. Apparently, I'm thirsty for camera as well because
I had to hogging the camera over there, Dre. What's going on?
Well, bacon hogging. It's all relative.
All about Dre. It's all about Dre.
Yeah. Oh no, it's messed up, dude.
Wait. I have a.
Nowadays, everybody want to blog like they got something to say, but nothing comes out. After scripts, it's a bunch of gibberish. And WordPress is acting like they forgot about Dre.
So that and that officially ends the on air episode 28.
Booyah!
Wow. Oh, this is terrible. So what are you sipping on over there, Robert?
Oh, I got a fat tire right here.
That's what she said. Hey. Oh, man. how you doing over there, Brad? What do you got going on?
I need more, I think. I got one of my favorite winter ales, a nice Grand Cru in my pimpin' WP Engine glass, which is slightly outdated, if you notice. Like, I think I need to get a new one with a new logo. Just throwing the hint out there if any people know WP Engine.
I need a new one too, man. I'm in town, man. Where's my head? I'm gonna go down to the office and get one.
That's right. You're down in Austin now, so
I think we need some Dragcast cups, your mugs, or something, man. How about that?
I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of that too, man. So I am I'm actually having, well, it's you, some won't consider it drinking, but I'm having a Corona. I am in sunny Southern California, although it's raining. A Corona. I'm actually drinking. I'm not training this evening. So hey.
Yes.
All right.
My crowd applause and Godzilla sound effects are way too close to each other, so I guess.
They're really one and the same thing anyway.
They really are. Like, it's interchangeable, but, you know, so I need to fix that. But anyways, let's get right into it. So tonight's show is brought to you by Gravity Forms, the one and only, the best contact plugin, one of the best premium plugins on the market for WordPress. If you're not using it, you're probably the only one. So get out there and buy it, you one person that's not using it. It is amazing. It'll pay you back tenfold based on the amount of functionality that's included in it. Forget forms. Forget contact forms. It does so much more than that. So check it out, gravityforms.com.
You got to use it. If you're not using it, you just suck. So go check it out. Definitely a good gig if you're looking for forms and other really cool stuff for your WordPress site. I'm sitting here. Where did we meet? I know it wasn't Santan, which is probably like one of the only people I haven't met. That's in the WordPress community that I didn't meet at Santan. But
it was. I know where we met. Well, I know. Yeah, I think you met there too. WordCamp Miami.
No, I met. I met Brad, you in Miami, and I met Tony in Miami. But Dre, I've never met you in person, dude.
Oh, hell no. What is going on here?
You haven't actually shook hands with the bearded dragon?
I've never been in the same room with you, Dre, and it breaks my heart.
Well, hey, look, we're going to end that that whole, you know, crap load.
Consider yourself lucky,
month.
My friend.
Hey, come on now.
I'm kidding. Well, I met Robert at WordCamp Miami. I met your lovely wife, Nikki. And you guys, I had known you remotely, obviously, through the show and Twitter and just kind of chatting. But it's always nice to put a face. And we hung out and had a great time. It was a really fun event. And it's Miami. Like, come on. Can't go wrong in Miami.
It was fun.
But now you are no longer in Miami. So you have moved.
Nope. Yeah, we lived in Tampa before, but we're now in Austin. Sorry. Yep, we picked up and moved to Austin, Texas. We've been here about, not quite a month yet, but just about.
So fresh meat, it's cool. Huh?
Yeah. I just got bored living in Tampa. I grew up down there, and I lived in Atlanta for a while, too, and ended up back down in Tampa for a while, and I was like, you know, why not? Go check out somewhere else for a while, and so we came here. It's been pretty awesome so far.
Keeping Austin weird, all right.
Yep.
let's
we fit right in, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a step back a little bit, and when we kind of have a host on, we like to go into a host interview and learn a little bit about what you do and kind of how you got into it. And you work with WordPress. I think you also work with WordPress is kind of your forte. But let's kind of step back and talk about how you first got into WordPress.
Well, I just kind of happened into it. Like back when I was just getting started out and stuff, you know, I did like freelance stuff like a lot of people, and you know, I was trying to find ways to build sites or whatever, and I tried pretty much anything I get my hands on. I tried freaking Drupal, I tried Joomla, I did a bunch of e-commerce stuff, so I've done a bunch of stuff on like OpenCart, which I wouldn't recommend. I was actually just stuck in an OpenCart disaster from a long time ago. Earlier this morning I was back on something from years ago because I got an email and I'm like, oh god. So yeah, stay away from OpenCart. nothing but bad memories. So yeah, with all of them, WordPress was the only one I actually liked working with. I mean, I worked with the other ones just because I was messing around trying to learn stuff, but WordPress was the only one that didn't piss me off every time I had to do anything with it. So it just kind of naturally progressed from there. Like, oh, I'm not angry the whole time I'm working. So I think I'll keep doing stuff.
That's like
WordPress.
A testimonial. It should be on it should be on WordPress.org. Like, WordPress didn't piss me off every time I tried to do something. So I like it. That sells it right there.
Exactly. I think so.
So you got into kind of working with WordPress, and now you also own and run Fat Media. So how did that come out of it?
Well, it just, like I said, it was just kind of a natural progression. Like, I did the freelance thing for a while, and it started to get to the point where we had more and more work, and I was trying to move up a bit in the types of clients that we were getting and working with. And so kind of bringing in more people was just kind of the natural thing to do. And also along the way, like, I started off as more of a developer and I was building sites and stuff like that. And I kind of transitioned more into doing like internet marketing, SEO stuff. I know that's it's a dirty word among a lot of people, but you know, it's actually it sucks to me that is the case, because there's a lot of good that can be done in that area of things. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that people don't realize that they're making mistakes on, things where they're hurting themselves, and they could be opening up more avenues for them to make more money, have more exposure, and things like that. And it's not by any fault of theirs, it's just that they don't realize that they're making these mistakes, and so I always liked the fact that I could come in and make adjustments, make tweaks, changes, and stuff like that, and improve people's businesses, help them make more money, and they're happy, they love me. Whereas a lot of times with the development stuff, I would get into, like, you know, like design arguments with people and like stupid things. It's like, I never really liked that whole side of it all that much. It was always kind of a fight for me.
Conversion enhancement and customer acquisition is a better way to approach it. I think that's just a great way to say it.
It's very PC. I think going back to your point on SEO, I think you're right. There's definitely some good that can come from it. It just gets a bad rap because all the, you know, snake oil salesmen. There's 90% of the companies out there are crap, right?
Yeah.
And there are a handful of good ones, but
you'll get no argument from me that most of the people you run into are just straight up taking your money and walking away. Like I've had that experience so many times, and I've worked with people that have been burned so bad, and it sucks. And you know, there's a lot of things that can be done, but then there's a lot of things that are just total bullshit. I mean, literally, there's things that people just make up and sell you, and they're like, it's the Wild West out there, man. It's crazy.
So that really, I mean, it's something that you kind of push forward in terms of your core business. Is it something that you offer as a side service to custom development and design? I mean, can you give a bit more detail of where you've kind of branched into?
Yeah, I mean, our core focus now is we do audits more than anything else. We come in and we do SEO audits. We actually call them action plans. We go through and do a comprehensive overview of everything that you're doing right now, everything that is working, what's not working, and then we make sure that everything that we itemize has some kind of an action that can be taken either by you or by your developer or by us that can improve your standing either directly in the Google search results or also through like social sites and stuff. So we go through and give you a big comprehensive breakdown of everything, both your on-page problems and also off-page where your links are coming from. Whether or not you're getting the right kinds of links that you need to push you up, whether or not you're targeting the right phrases and stuff to get the people that are going to pay you, whether or not you have problems with like click-through rate on different portions of your site, whether or not your call to actions are set up correctly. And so we go through all that. And the breakdown that we do is just like we put a lot into it. And all the ones that we've done have been people have been very, very happy with them so far. So, that's become pretty much the core of what we do. We do that more than anything else.
So just to really start a good argument in the chat room and to the listeners, what is your favorite WordPress SEO plugin? What's the one you recommend? If it's your call, what's the one you use?
Yoast. Absolutely 100%.
Yoast. That's what I hear a lot. We use Yoast a lot too. So it's official. Robert said it. That's the best one. Yeah, no, that's pretty neat. And it sounds like now you primarily just do WordPress, so you're not doing like marketing or SEO for other platforms. You just focus solely on WordPress.
Yeah, that's right. I don't really bother with the other ones because, like I said, they frustrated me when I worked with them, and the WordPress platform has grown to be so large that we can focus on it, and there's so much business around WordPress that it's not necessary for us to do anything else.
Very cool, very cool. And you recently fired up a little show that is a direct competitor to the greatest show on the history of the internet. But we'll let that slide. So you start
with WordPress. Competitor is kind of a strong word, you know. Like I don't know if I'd call it a competitor.
Now I'll give it to you that I think you have the second best podcast name out there for a WordPress podcast. WP Bacon, WPBacon.com is your show, I really like the format where you kind of do like one episode a year. It's an interesting way of doing it. Is that working for you or what?
We finally scheduled another one. You know, now that it's been a year since the last one, we decided we go ahead and do another one.
So Drake's checked out. That what Corona has gotten to his head is he hasn't drank in like 2 months.
Oh Lord!
No, that's great. So I love the name. I love the idea. But your first episode is definitely really intriguing because you had. Episode one, which if you haven't listened to the show, go check out wpbacon.com. You had John O'Nolan. Did I say that right? O'Nolan?
O'Nolan.
O'Nolan. Of course, I said it wrong. Who is, if you're not familiar, or maybe you are, he's the founder of the new Ghost platform, which is this super simple blogging platform that he basically built from scratch. So, really cool show. Had a lot of buzz around it. I'm curious, you know, what's your take on Ghost? Well, you know, did it change after that show? Have you played with it recently? Because this was back in July when you did it. So I'm just curious overall on your take on Ghost.
I think it's pretty cool. Like, I have messed around with it a bit since it came out. I fired up a one-click install over on DigitalOcean, because you can roll them out real easy over there, and just mess around with it a bit and just try to see how it works a little bit. And, like, it's honestly a little bit beyond me, the way that it works and everything. I haven't really gotten into very much JavaScript development, and I don't really understand a lot of it, but, like, the platform itself, for the way that it's presented and, like, the simplicity of working with it as, like, a user is pretty cool. The fact that everything's written in Markdown and it's real straightforward, and the interface for editing things is real straightforward, that part of it is cool, and I think there's definitely potential in it for a lot of people that are really focused on you know, have just a really kick-ass blog that is extremely content-centric. You know, I definitely think that there's a market for that. I don't know that it's like a competitor WordPress necessarily. I don't think John even feels that way.
Well, I don't think he needs to, right? So if you build anything that's awesome, that serves a purpose for somebody, it's going to have some type of following. So in this instance, it's a lighter kind of, hey, you want a blog? This has everything you need for it, and if that's what people need, I guarantee there's a huge market for that out there. And it doesn't need to be a competitor to WordPress for it to be successful. So I think that it's a neat and for me a welcome addition to the different platforms that are out there. And it's exciting to see kind of what he's done with that. A very, very neat job. I think he's done something really cool there.
It's cool. So you have a new episode, or a new show scheduled, I should say, coming up. When is it? Tell us about it.
It is actually the day before Thanksgiving, and it is going to be featuring the co-founders of a company that built an app called CoSchedule, and that is like an all-in-one calendar management system for like scheduling all of your blog posts, your social media posts, and everything that you would want to publish. And I know that there's some plugins that are kind of based around that already, but they kind of fall short, and the way that this one works is it's kind of like it is a WordPress plugin, but it's also a standalone SaaS app. So it's got like a two-sided thing to it where you can actually work with it inside of WordPress, and then there's also a dashboard where you can log in over on their website, and you can edit your calendar from there. And it seems like they're going in the direction of maybe having apps for it too. I'm not sure exactly what all they have planned. Hopefully they'll be able to tell me more about it. It just launched, I don't know, a week or two ago. But it seems like it has a lot of potential for that aspect of things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't heard of that, so we'll definitely have to tune in. And it is, 7 days, so next week. And what time do you guys it's a live show, right?
Yep, we're doing it live. We did the last two live, and it seemed to go okay, aside from, like, technical glitches. I think it's on at 11 a.m. Eastern is what we set it for.
11 Eastern. Bright and early for you West Coasters. Very cool. That's neat. So, yeah, definitely check out wpbacon.com for the another WordPress podcast that's out there and available yearly.
We're trying to do it more regularly.
We always say it like it looks a lot easier than it is, right? So we get on here and just jaw jack and have fun and say stupid things, but there's a lot behind the scenes that goes on that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, well, in fact, like finding the broadcast button when it's time to go on the air.
Yeah, that's difficult, I hear.
I hear it's a necessity, and sometimes we have a problem with that. I'll tell you, I'm excited that I'm going to have the opportunity to hang out with you here next month, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we get into the events section of the episode. But thanks for coming on, and I think that this is a really interesting time for all of us. And interesting time to step into pressing topics of the week.
Pressing topics of the week,
which excitingly enough is brought to you by our hosting sponsor, WP Engine. If you haven't heard of WP Engine by now, you're probably a Joomla user and not on WordPress. WP Engine is a hassle-free WordPress hosting-only platform, and it offers the best fully managed WordPress hosting for you and all of your awesome clients. So go check them out at wpengine.com. Man, some interesting, really cool stuff over the last couple weeks. I want to step into, we've seen what seems more and more acquisition discussion, which is not just coming from the automatic camp, right? Which was, you know, it's the big force in WordPress, and we certainly have seen them gobble up all sorts of fun stuff over the last couple of years. But now it's moved into other maybe service providers and even project-based companies, with the latest announcement coming from one of the original project-based companies in the WordPress space, CrowdFavorite, being acquired by Vela Media. Now, that's a pretty big, bold move. Those are the two, you know, fairly big-sized companies doing a lot of really large, large, you know, enterprise-scale type projects with WordPress. Man, what's your guys' take on this? Is this like a new kind of direction that the community is going to be taking? Are we going to see more of this? What do you guys think overall of this type of acquisition, and where Vela Media is heading with this?
I was surprised, to be honest. I mean, I know both companies, and I know both founders of the companies and the partners. I know them very well. And the fact seeing Vela Media acquire CrowdFavorite was a bit surprising when I read about it, just because, you know, CrowdFavorite's one of those companies that's been around for a long time. I mean, it's founded by Alex King, who's very well known in the WordPress community, a guy that I look up to, a friend. We've hung out a lot. A really cool guy. They got a great team out there. It was funny because we were on the panel at WordCamp San Francisco together talking about running WordPress, you know, based businesses. And he said he's trying that, you know, they're asking us about our companies and how we work and where we're located and stuff like that. And Alex said that, you know, he found a CrowdFavorite and they're trying this new approach with their company where they all work in the same location. Mm-hmm. So they actually, you know, they all have an office out there in Boulder, Colorado, and it's they're not distributed. They all work together, which, I mean, in our community, I think it sounds a little funny now, right? Because a lot of us, almost all of us, are distributed everywhere. I mean, you know, Robert, you work at home. I work at home. Dre works at home. Yep. We all work at home. Most of our guests work at home, you know, or our hosts. So I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm really curious to see where this goes in the next few years.
Yeah, I agree. When I read about it, I thought it was definitely, I was surprised. And then also, aren't they staying under the CrowdFavorite name, even though Vela Media is one of the...
Yeah, so like that's another interesting kind of discussion point.
I think they have more brand recognition, right? I mean, if you go to most people in the community and say CrowdFavorite, Vela Media, which one have you heard of, or have you heard of both of them, or which one? You know, I think more people. I'm confident more people have heard of CrowdFavorite versus Vela Media.
That's an interesting transaction. I wonder. I'm always curious about those things because I like being involved in the M&A process and the transactional piece to that. These types of situations. So I'd be interested to find out more about that. Which it's highly unlikely. It doesn't sound like they're going to release too much info about that. Well, the other thing that really excites me about this whole thing is that Alex King, again, who's been in the community forever, and you know, he's from the early days of my involvement in WordPress, has been very inspirational for me, someone that I've always looked up to, and I've now had the opportunity to kind of hang out with him and talk with him and so on. It's kind of neat. He's going to be staying on in this new company structure as the CTO. He is a very technical guy, and I think that's a great move in terms of them expanding this out and getting, you know, strong technical leadership in the organization. So very exciting, I think, for WordPress. Being that, you know, these are two big players in the space, so kudos, and I'm excited to see what comes from it.
Yeah, I think everybody is, and you know, especially with CrowdFavorite, they have some products out there that a lot of people use: Carrington Build, the Ramp plugin for content. So you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens there and where they go. I think it's you know, I know, like I said, I know a lot of the people at both companies. They're all really good people. I only expect even more amazing things out of them now that they're combined forces. So, you know, it's just above and beyond. And I actually, just to quickly point out before we move on, the Post Status article, I think it's interesting because he points out this, it is starting to show some of the maturity in the WordPress community when things like this are happening, right? So, certainly, you know, when one company that's dedicated to WordPress is buying out another company dedicated to WordPress, and both these companies have been around for a while. CrowdFavorite's been around since 2007. In the WordPress community, that's an old freaking company.
Like, oh, yeah, that's old. For sure.
Yeah. You know, most of us started in 2008 or after, so 2007, like, that was an early one, you know? So it's exciting, and I absolutely agree. It is showing some maturity in this community and the companies around it, so it's exciting.
Let's flip this on its head for a second, because we just talked about, well, certainly the maturity there is exciting, but and I think that this next discussion point is certainly showing maturity in a different way, but we talked about the importance of the brand recognition, and keeping CrowdFavorite is really maybe the forefront brand behind this whole transaction, although Vela Media looks to be the one acquiring CrowdFavorite. But
In another service, which is around hosting, we've got ZippyKid, which has now decided to change their name from ZippyKid, which is pretty well known, and so it's been around for a couple years now, 3-4 years now, I think since 2010, and they've changed their name to Pressable. So they went split the other direction to rebrand themselves with a new name to align themselves with kind of their core business and the way that the changes in the business are taking them. So certainly moving into a more mature stage of their company, and they decided to rebrand. What's your guys' take on that?
I think it's probably more of that same kind of, you know, trying to appeal more broadly, and maybe they weren't being taken seriously enough with a name like ZippyKid. Maybe that's the feeling that they were having. I mean, I could see that, people sitting around a boardroom, you know, kind of dismissing, oh, ZippyKid, what the hell is that? You know what I mean? I could see something like that happen. And I myself have gone through, you know, we've considered rebranding ourselves too, and it is something that we're still considering for a couple of different reasons. So I understand why it happens.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned it because it, in fact, Vid, who's a great guy, the founder, CEO the hosting provider formerly known as ZippyKid, now Pressable, he's got a few investors and a couple of, you know, founder of Rackspace and a couple other pretty big heavy hitters that have certainly supported him from the beginning, who have kind of told him the same thing, right? Not so much in the sense of maybe people won't take you seriously, but maybe it's time to kind of take it to that next level, wherein it, you know, ZippyKid may not be something that you're going to be able to maximize your audience potential because of the name, right? So I think another natural progression you see there in terms of the companies in the WordPress ecosystem maturing and growing up. And really trying to maximize their footprint in an ever-so-growing internet game, if you will.
Yeah, I like it. It makes sense. I mean, you know, the word Pressable, if you know WordPress or work with it, you're probably going to relate it a little bit to it, maybe, when you find out they're a hosting company. ZippyKid means nothing. It's like, you know, it's, what is that? It doesn't even, like, really say hosting. So I think it's much easier brandable thing, much easier to say, you know, just stickers and shirts will make more sense. Like, I mean, it's just, it makes sense. Like, it's, and, you know, in the article, too, they mentioned WP Engine, WordPress, right? And then Pagely, who was kind of the first one in the space, mm-hmm. You know, it makes sense to me. I think it's a good move. ZippyKid always felt a little weird, like, just saying it, like, ZippyKid. What is that? Is that like a toy?
Yeah,
and it's funny if you look at the big play, it actually stemmed from his frustration with GoDaddy, which was really slow for him. You know, the big papa, if you will, and then now, hey, I'm gonna make something that's nice and fast, and it's more friendly. It's the kid and so on. So it's kind of neat to hear his story on the blog post on Pressable about the actual change. So very, very good. I think it was the right move for them, and I think that they're going to see a lot of good stuff come from the change here. So kudos kudos to Vid and the whole Pressable team. Holy cow, man. My segues are just not on point, man. This is what happens when you're off for too long. I don't know where to go from here.
Boo. I'll segue. That's where we're at.
Do it.
Speaking of next year, the 2014 theme is out in the wild. This is what I do. This is what I do. So anyways, 2014, the theme that is going to be hopefully in WordPress 3.8. It's not finalized, but it's looking very much like it's going to exist in WordPress 3.8, has been officially rolled out to WordPress.com. So if you are on WordPress.com or you want to sign up for a free account and play with it, you can actually use the current or the 2014 theme as it stands today on WordPress.com, which is a pretty big move. And it's funny, it's interesting if you follow WordPress development, a lot of times when a feature, a big feature, a bigger component or a theme is getting ready to go into .org or WordPress Core, they like to roll it out to WordPress.com early because then it opens them up to tens of millions of beta testers, right? So then they really find the bugs when they have all these millions of people potentially using that software. So it's a smart play. But have you guys kind of played with 2014 and its current iteration? And I mean, because it's out there. Like, as far as, like, default WordPress themes, it's like, you thought 2013 was crazy. This is like a whole nother level.
I have not. I have not. You know, I think we talked about it too when it was early, early stages, and I am personally not a fan of this whole. I think the whole thing, really, the layout and so on.
Just the whole thing, like
yeah, the whole.
Greg hates it. It's shit.
Well, look, it's just not. It's not my style. That's all. I mean, the code behind it, awesome.
Hate is bad.
Everything on the back side of it is really cool. I'm not into the whole the visual and the UX UI piece.
So you're a fan of backsides? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. How you doing? Hey,
I'm not even sure what that means.
Security.net closing back doors since 2010.
it's definitely like I like it for the simple reason of it's out there. Like, it's something totally crazy, you know?
Okay, and I love that. It's out of the box thinking. I can see that. It's just
it's not totally style. Crazy, but as far as a core theme, it's crazy. Like, it's totes crazy, friend. It's...
Wait, yeah, I mean, that? They went with, like, a whole magazine layout and everything with it. I was messing with the demo a little bit. I haven't really looked into the code on it or anything or installed it yet, but I did go through the demo and check it out and everything, and yeah, I mean, it's... They've gone. It's a big departure from the
certainly.
Last few themes,
and I can respect that. I could, you know, hey, look, it's not your regular WordPressy kind of look and feel. Let's show people, you know, that WordPress maybe could do a little bit more than what you may think out of the box.
I think that's the goal. It's kind of each iteration they're doing some different things. Really, kind of from about 2012 on, we've seen this progression of let's kind of each time take it a step further. You know, honestly, if you took this theme and if you want to see the theme, just go to 2014demo.wordpress.com, and that is current and that is up to date with whatever that you know, whatever updates they're making. If you take off kind of this featured area at the top, I think it'd be a pretty slick looking theme after that. Like the overall posts and stuff look really nice to me. Like, you know, with the featured image and kind of the title overlays it a bit with the category. The font and typography and block quotes. I mean, all that stuff looks great. I think it's really the featured section that kind of throws people off and is throwing me off a little bit.
I'm gonna leave it alone. I can surely appreciate it. No, I can appreciate it. If the premise is the show. Yes. So there's that.
Hi there. I'm Drew Armada.
Worst I hate theme it. Ever.
I'm just kidding. You know, I mean, yeah, I get it. It's definitely one of those ones you're either gonna like it or you're gonna not like. It's not. I don't think there's middle ground on it. Either love it or you hate it. I respect it for what the fact they're kind of pushing the boundaries and showing people what they can do. It's definitely not something I would run on my site, but I think with a couple little tweaks, it could be something I would run on my site. So.
Well, how about running Markdown? So WordPress.com looks to be adding support for Markdown. Is TinyMCE on its way out, guys? What do you think?
I don't know if it's on its way out. I mean, I think there's a large segment that will be really happy about the fact that Markdown is available and they can use it, and then there's going to be another big group of people that you try and show them Markdown and their brain's going to explode. Like, they're going to stare at you like you're an asshole for even, like, suggesting that they try and use this. So, you know...
Well, the thing that I don't get is Markdown replaces HTML, like in the instance of how they're using it here and how other sites use it. It's so that they don't, you know, they don't let you use HTML; they use just Markdown instead, which gives them a little bit more control over blocking malicious code and stuff like that. But the problem is, if you're not using HTML, you're not going to use Markdown. Like, you know what I mean? This isn't for the normal user. You know, it's not like the normal user is going to say, oh, I'll flip over here because I know Markdown, I don't know HTML. No, they're still going to use the visual editor. So to say that TinyMC is out in favor of Markdown, I don't know if that makes sense to me. I think there's always going to be a visual component. Now, if TinyMC or whatever they use converts it and the text tab turns into Markdown, that's another story. But if the whole argument is, oh, they're getting rid of TinyMC, there'll be no visual editor, I don't think that's ever going to fly. And I don't think that's really what they're trying to say here, but just... That's my opinion on it.
Well, I just don't think it hits the whole, you know, the 80-20, right? So most non-technical folks are going to use the visual editor, I would say.
You know how often that rule is followed.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Don't even get me started.
But,
But with that premise in mind, I would say that most end users are going to be non-technical, and they're going to be using the visual editor. Everybody else is going to be using HTML, I think, in large in part. I don't mind Markdown. I think it's pretty cool. I like the idea behind it. I like the idea of minimizing some of that malicious stuff that may be going on, right? But I think that the large part of folks that aren't going to be using the visual editor will probably prefer HTML versus Markdown, at least initially. So I don't see this as the demise of HTML editing per se. TinyMC, maybe, but HTML as a rule, I don't think that makes sense.
I can never remember it. Like every time a site does Markdown, I have to pull up the formatting help page and like, all right, how do I do this? How do I do that? Like I can't remember it. I mean, if I don't know, I just don't do enough Markdown, I guess, to remember it. I guess if I was forced to, I would. But
there's probably some middle ground there where, you know, there's people who kind of fall in between someone who's kind of like, you know, sort of a developer or whatever, and then like their end user who would really like to use Markdown. Like, you know how BB code on forums like got widely accepted by a large group of people. Anybody who's like regular forum users, they know BB code. So it over time, Markdown could see more of a wide adoption if it becomes more popular. But I guess it just depends.
I think, hey, allow all three. So Markdown, if it's becoming that popular, awesome. Add it in. Add it as another option, right?
I don't want to lose HTML.
No way. Me neither. Well, hey, like, there's a plugin for that.
There's something fun about writing it. Like, there's something fun about just writing raw HTML, you know, even doing raw lists and stuff. I mean, it goes back to, like, when I first started devving sites, you know, in the 90s. Like, you know, I just don't want to see that phased out over time.
Oh, man. You tell me you're a purist? I mean, what's going on here?
Nah, whatever.
Wow.
I don't want to learn another new thing, damn it.
No more new stuff. Man, sticking to old stuff. Volunteering your time, just like Helen from 10 Up. What's going on there? She's been sponsored to work full-time on WordPress Core. The 10 Up folks have been gracious enough to donate her time to the project. And I love that they're doing this. I love to see companies that are excelling and doing well and off of WordPress and with WordPress being able to give back to the community and the very platform that's helped them reach those successes. How exciting would it be for, I mean, I wish I could at this point volunteer folks full-time. I certainly can't, but maybe one day to do that. I mean, what's your guys' thoughts on this? Do we see more folks head this route in terms of as WordPress companies continue to mature? Do we see more folks being volunteered back to the project, like Helen and the 10 Up folks?
Well, we know Dre hates it, obviously, because he hates everything.
oh, man.
I'm just busting your balls, man. It's been a couple weeks. No, I love it. I mean, this is cool. This is really cool. And it's intriguing. As a business owner, this intrigues the hell out of me because, you know, at WebDev, we're definitely always looking for ways we can contribute back, whether it be to Core, to, you know, releasing plugins, to whatever, presenting at WordCamps, whatever, right? Just helping out and giving back in some form. And trying to figure out how to balance that with, like, the day-to-day client work or just day-to-day business work is a challenge. And it's something we've, you know, tried different things over the years to figure out that right, you know, formula of how much time do you donate, or, you know, contribute versus doing client work. So it's definitely extremely intriguing to me, and I'm anxious to hear some more details. I tweeted Jake and 10 Up and just said, you know, I love this. It's cool. And as a business owner, I'm really intrigued on how you can do this. You know,
yeah,
financially,
if it wasn't
how do
for me,
you
guys would be hearing all about how this is possible right now.
Wow.
You are so important, Robert, that even though Jake wanted to come on tonight, we're like, no. We got Mr. Bacon on coming on, so.
Hey. All right, Jake.
True. First come, first serve, baby. So, what do you think, Robert?
I think it's awesome that they're able to do this. I agree that I wish that I was in a position that I could do that. I mean, I think that there probably will be more of this as time goes on, and more companies kind of reach that level where they're able to allocate somebody 100% to working on WordPress and doing things like, I mean, you could take MediaTable as an example, employs Suzette, and she goes around to all the the work camps throughout the country and kind of advocates for WordPress at Media Temple, and that's kind of her whole job. I don't know what all she does aside from that. I'm sure she has a whole bunch of other tasks that she has performed too. But still, I mean, a large chunk of her job is all related to WordPress, as you know what I mean. So I think there'll be more and more of that, and I think it's awesome. And it makes sense for certain businesses once you're at a certain point, and WordPress is driving so much to your business, then it just makes sense to drive more back into it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm anxious to get Jake on, because I want to talk to him about it. But at WebDev, we have a policy where we essentially we're trying to get at least 8 hours for every employee, kind of as contributing time or open time. So that could be core, that could be working on plugins, either WebDev plugins or their own plugins. You know, it could be presentations. It could be anything that is deemed to be kind of giving back. Now, obviously, it's not like one full person doing it full time, but we're also trying to spread it out to get everyone involved. And I know 10UP, obviously, I mean, a lot of 10UP, if not all of them, are extremely involved in contributing back too. So it's really neat, really, really intrigues me just hearing how companies and individuals do it differently. And I'd like to see what I can learn from it and see what we could do differently. Because, I mean, ultimately, we're all here because of WordPress. And if we're not contributing, then guess what? WordPress is going to die. And nobody wants that. So we all need to give back a little bit, you know.
Couldn't be said better. Absolutely agree with you 100%. Kudos to 10UP and Helen, Jake, the whole team over there for giving back to the fair community we all love and that we're broadcasting about right now. Like, who gets to do that? That's kind of kick-ass. I mean, the Bacon folks do it once a year. We're trying to rock it once a year.
Again with the once a year. Okay.
No, well, hey, look. It's so exclusive. Hey. Like, you were such an exclusive podcast. You probably have, like, 10 million viewers on that one show a year, don't you?
Well, hey, to be fair, there's someone was in chat saying they're going to open up WP Omelet and they're going to broadcast once a decade. So, hey, careful for that. It's coming to iTunes here soon. Man, hopefully it doesn't happen before December 6th, which marks a pretty kick-ass event, the second of its kind, which just recently announced its speaker lineup. And holy cow, if you've been to a WordCamp, I mean, there's been some pretty awesome WordCamps over the years with some amazing lineups and amazing, amazing speakers.
Superheroes even,
but I'll tell you what they're doing here at WordSesh. At WordSesh 2 is out of control. Head over to wordsesh.org, and if you don't know what WordSesh is, it's a one full day event of live WordPress presentations from all over the world. And they're streamed live to wherever you may be. The killer, and I mean the biggest awesome piece of this all is that it's free, folks. 100% free. You're learning about WordPress with the biggest names and personas in the industry. Go over to wordsesh.org. The lineup is ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
Ridiculous, even. It's just a who's who. I mean, if all these people are at a WordCamp, it'd be the biggest WordCamp of the year. You know, it's every single person on here. You know them. You know what they do. They're big players in the space. They're all over the world, which is one of the coolest things, in my opinion, because it does run 24 hours straight. So obviously, it's not just a U.S. thing. It's the goal is to get someone from every continent outside of that one stupid one down south. To actually present, because we want to, reach as many people as we can. So we actually had so many submissions for speakers that there might even be some double tracks. I'm not promising anything, but there might be. So we're trying to squeeze everybody in. But, I mean, it's just insane. It's such a fun event because, like you said, you can sit at home in your pajamas, watch whatever you want. Everything's recorded on YouTube as we do it. So if you miss them, if you miss the whole day or if you just miss a couple, go back and watch them. All the ones from last year are on there. And not only that, but the best podcast in the history of the internet is kicking off this event.
Ayo-ho-ho.
The Drad.
Yeah. Drad. Man, so that's going to happen.
It's going to be killer. I can't wait.
Dude, it's going to be cool. So my my request to you, all of our three listeners, and beyond the three that are actually broadcasting today, is please go tell someone about it. Go pass this link on. We need to get some bodies on the floor checking this out, chatting it up, and talking about it. These are the types of events that continue to help grow WordPress. So get on it.
Spread the word, yes. I remember last year we spread the word and everybody was talking about it and there's still people after the fact saying they didn't hear about it. I'm like, who do you follow? Like Britney Spears and Santa Claus on Twitter. I mean, come on. That's everybody was tweeting about it weeks before, including us. So dude, there's no excuse. Don't miss it. The live is the fun. We have the chat room going all day long. We had, at one point, over 300 people in the chat room.
That's what's up.
During the event. And I expect this year to probably be twice as big. So you're going to, I mean, it literally feels like you're at an event and you can sit at home, you know, and do whatever you want. But the event starts December 7th at 0000 UTC, which is, if you live in the U.S., that means nothing to you. Trust me. So if I did my math right, that means it actually starts on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is 4 p.m. Pacific. So on Friday. And it runs 24 straight hours with one presentation every single hour, at least one, if not more. So make sure you mark the calendar that if you're in the U.S., it's going to start Friday night.
Oh, those shenanigans. I cannot
wait. You can follow WordSesh on Twitter. You'll get all the real-time updates.
So remember, Dragcast is kicking that off. Live presentation to rock it out. Maybe a little rap going on. We kind of started that last year. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? But I will tell you is that Drad is brought to you by Gravity Forms. Contact forms for WordPress just don't get any easier than they do with Gravity Forms. You need to go check it out. Gravityforms.com does so much stuff. It's just kind of crazy. Over 500,000 WordPress sites are already using it. Is yours using it yet? If it's not, again, you suck. Get on it. Let's get moving. And what I think we need to do is talk about our bar tricks.
Let me show you a bar trick.
Yeah. Boom. So, man, bacon claws or bacon spears. We're getting some really cool show titles.
I have more potential show titles, I think, than any show we've ever done. We might have to reuse some of these for the next show.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You're welcome, guys.
I see you working.
And almost everyone has a form of bacon in it.
Oh, man. I saw the Baconator. Oh, man, this is some good stuff. excuse me. So, Robert. Let us know. What are you working on here, man? What's going on? What's your bar trick for the week?
Bar trick is something that I saw pop up on Twitter earlier today, actually. And it lets you customize the list of modules that you have available in Jetpack. And there's a post by, I hope I don't say his name wrong, Jeremy Hervey? How do you say his last name? And it basically goes through how you can remove any of the modules that you don't want to have inside of Jetpack, and I know a lot of people really hate Jetpack, I might be one of them, maybe. so anything that you could do to kind of rein that in a little bit, I think is a positive thing for a lot of people.
Does it actually like if you turn off modules, does it actually like kill those modules? Is it like disabling them or is it just hiding them?
I think it's actually disabling at least some of them. The way that he wrote the post, that you're like removing them from being executed before the code actually runs. So it pulls the modules out of the thing, so it's not even a choice in the screen, and then it disables a lot of stuff. So it looked like pretty cool. Option.
I love it. Love it. What do you got going on here, B-Rad?
I got one, my friend. It is that time of the year again. It's almost December, and, you know, I don't have Christmas lights on the house yet, like a lot of crazy people out, but it's time to resurrect the WordPress snippets till Christmas. I guess.
that sounded pornographic.
Well, it is, but it's yeah. You're going to like it, trust me. So it's really, really cool. So it's basically, if you go to advent.square1md.co.uk, and we'll have the link in the show notes we dropped in the chat, you can sign up to WP Snippets Till Christmas, and it's basically a WordPress advent calendar of code snippets, right? So you put in your email, and you'll get a code snippet every day in December as your, you know, quote unquote advent calendar, all the way up through Christmas, and they're unveiled on the site, which is really neat. So I'm going to actually submit a snippet or two. You can actually, if you're interested in submitting a snippet, you can even contact. It's put on by a guy by the name of Elliot Richmond, and he has a link to his Twitter account there, so you can just let him know and he'll give you access to submit a snippet. But it's a really neat idea. It's a cool way to get some code snippets in your inbox. Maybe you learned some things you didn't know. I learned some stuff last year, so it's pretty neat. So check it out.
Do it, man. I'm gonna step
I'm going to step into the WordPress admin area. You know, this actually, this skin has been around for a little bit, but what I think is happening here is this is actually being put into some markup now. There has been a gentleman named George Cordes on Behance actually dropped a WordPress admin theme designs, a concept around reskinning the admin theme for WordPress. There's been a few of these over the years, but this one just really caught my attention. I'm excited to kind of see where he went with this. It's a bit more of a flat kind of feel. Some really nice icon work. That the typography is super, super cool. Go check this out if you get a chance. It's over on Behance. We'll try to drop the link out there for you. What he's done is he's reskinned the entire user experience. Man, it's just slick. Have you guys seen this thing? Super cool. The colors are just soft, and man, everything just seems in place. I'm really, really excited about what I see there with the media gallery. Fully responsive. The widget area has gotten kind of an overhaul. Just really well done.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. I feel like everybody involved in MP6 looked at this and was like, "Damn it, like, son of a bitch!" Not even out yet. It's something out there. It looks better. Like it's really cool though. I mean, I guess I'm confused. Is there a way to download this? Is this just a preview of what's coming?
I don't know, but I want it stat, dude. This is rad.
It is cool. I mean, who knows? Maybe this is MP7, but it's and another thing I'd love to know is was this inspired by like the MP6 plugin? Did they take that? Because the one thing I like about MP6 plugin, it gives you kind of an easy entry level to see how to customize the admin dashboard, right? So customize it, so you can just go in there and tweak it and make it look how you want. So I'm curious if they started with that as a kind of a boilerplate and then tweaked it as they wanted.
So I have to research it a bit more, but it looks like this actually was created in 2011, and then now there's HTML and CSS markup being done for it. From what it says on the actual write-up, on the redesign, the actual gallery page, is that there will also be a free plugin which is currently in production. So I don't have more info on it, but holy crap!
Yeah, this is sexy as hell. It's
hot. Dude, I would use that today, like right now. I don't give a shit if it's got bugs. Just looking at that, that today. That looks awesome.
Heated. I gotta close this tab. I'm getting a little too hot over here.
Yeah, how you doing?
Moving on.
Oh man, so great stuff here. We got a couple episodes or a couple events coming up. We just talked about WordSesh 2. That's coming up December 6th, 7th. Depending on where you're at in the world, it's gonna start for you either Friday or Saturday morning sometime. WordSesh.org. You need to go check it out again. The lineup is ridiculous. Another one coming up here mid month, which I've been to the last, I think, 4 years, 3 or 4 years, put on by John Hawkins and Company in Las Vegas. It's WordCamp Las Vegas. Holy crap, awesome event. I've gotten to spend time with Brad 1 year there. Lisa Saber-Wilson was there 1 year. I mean, just some really, really awesome folks. Shane Sanderson's been there for years. Just a killer event, well put together. And if you have the opportunity, actually, they sold out, so sorry if you didn't get tickets. That sucks for you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to enjoy it.
Hey, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you're going to be there, brother. That's what I'm talking about. So we will get
finally going to get to hang out with Dre.
I finally get to hang out with Robert here in a couple
weeks. In Vegas. So. Nothing bad will happen at all hanging out with Dre in Vegas.
Well, you know, even if it did, you'll never know about it. I
was there. I was there 3 days. I slept 4 hours. I don't even know what happened. I was on a plane going back and like with a lot less money.
Oh, man. So that's going to be fun. Robert, I'm excited to hang out with you there, Brad. Yeah, that was crazy. We got out of a limo. I was an agent for a snowboarder at one point. We'll just leave it at that. that happened, and so did episode 28. Robert, really appreciate you coming on, man. Looking forward to meeting you in person here in a couple weeks. Where can folks find you at? Twitter, Facebook, where can people go hang out with you?
You can find me on Twitter at RealFatMedia. And then youneedfat.com is the main website, and WP Bacon, obviously.
Next year, when is...
When we release another one next year, I'll let everybody know. You know, you guys look out for it 2014, all right?
Well, hey, brother, keep crushing it, man. It was a pleasure having you on for episode...
thank you. This was fun.
Brad, where can they find you, guys? You got it.
You can stalk me on Twitter, Williams Ba, Williams B-A.
Booyah. This is Dre Maida, and for the rad and drab plus the doctor, this is episode 28. We're out.
Peace.
Booyah. There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus a new guest host next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast. Drad.